On the telephone with us this morning is the superintendent of MCCSC Schools. It is Dr. Judy DeMuth. Dr. DeMuth, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and happy Hanukkah, too. I've been talking about Christmas all the whole time. Hanukkah starts at dusk tonight. I don't want to leave out the, those folks as well. And
right.
Speaking of dusk tonight, you guys have the final school board. Is it the final school board meeting of 2014?
It is. It's hard to believe, but it is the final school board meeting. Yes, it is.
It is, because obviously next week's the 23rd and the 30th after that, and school is out at that time. But it's a busy meeting tonight and a kind of a different meeting tonight. Talk about the two components that people need to be aware of.
Well, we have our regularly scheduled board meeting, which will begin at 6 p.m., and then we have a statutory requirement. It's kind of odd, but if you think about the intent of the requirement, it makes more sense. So let me try to clarify that. But we have a statutory requirement that we have to have a hearing on a school that's rated as a priority school. And Fairview is one of our elementary schools is rated as a priority school. The statutory requirement is that when we receive our ISTEP scores, we have a certain time requirement to have a hearing. And it has to be a legal hearing, which has to be duly advertised, just as if we were taking a bid from vendors or have submitted an RFP. So we go through the newspaper and we put the advertisements in, just as we do for a bid. And then we have to hold the meeting in public. So when we ran into this last year, we did it a little earlier, but we had two schools, and now we're down to just one. It's odd because you have to state a time that you're going to have that hearing. So you have to plant it in somewhere. No matter what's happening, you have to go to that hearing, which is okay because you have to have a legal ad that says the time of the hearing. The intent of this, though, because it seems odd that today or tonight we would have a hearing on Fairview, there is nothing new at this point. Unfortunately, we've never been able in Indiana to get our ISTEP scores when it was originally stated we would. And that would be before the school year began, right? So we would have that information to inform our instruction. And so we didn't get our ISTEP scores, and probably the latest we've ever had them, quite honestly, mid-November. So we had from mid-November till the end of the calendar year to have our hearing. And so that's why it's compacted into the December board meeting. But quite honestly, there is nothing new because we knew this information. It just took until November for the scores to be released to the public.
But if the public wants to comment and participate, talk about how that's going to work tonight since you have these two meetings, not concurrently going on, but one sandwiched in the other one.
Right. And so we have public comment during our regular board meeting, and then we'll also have a public comment stage during the Fairview hearing. So someone would like to come and address Fairview, and the intent is really the public is to comment on lack of improvement, but quite honestly, the public can feel free to comment on whatever they like to about Fairview. And so that's the way we conducted the hearings last year, and we'll do that again. And again, it's nothing new. It's just unfortunately we won't be able to have it at the beginning of the year because the state was so late in getting the grades out to the public.
Now, the state moving forward with that, are they fixing this problem? Did Keith tell me right there's going to be a different new test coming out? So is this just going to set that process back even further?
We've had this year in
I'm
Indiana.
Sorry I have to ask you these questions because I know you. I can hear you banging your head against the wall right now, but it's just
it's okay.
Why doesn't
it's okay.
it stop? Why can't we do something different?
You know what? We've had new standards this year, so our people have been working diligently to work with our staff to make sure we're teaching the right standards. And then secondly, we have a completely new assessment. And the whole new assessment pattern, we've been getting bits and pieces as we go along. The Department of Ed's tried to keep us updated. It's a result of our federal waiver. And so we anticipated that we would have new standards this year and then the new assessment next year. But unfortunately, it became compacted with new assessment, new standard this year. Your guess is as good as mine as to when that would be released. It's ridiculous that we don't get it at the beginning of the school year because testing should always inform instruction. And that's one thing that we've always said. If we're taking a temperature check, it should inform what we're doing and what that child needs. It doesn't come after the fact when you're already midway into the school year and then you get the tests from last school year. Makes no sense. So anyway, we work the best we can with the assessments that we have, and it does inform instruction. And I I hope that we would one day in Indiana get our test information back from the prior school year prior to beginning the next school year, but I can't. I've not seen any evidence of it to date.
Our guest this morning is Dr. Judy DeMuth. She's the superintendent of the MCCSC schools. Governor Mike Pence has come out recently and laid out his education plans moving forward. Do you care to comment on those?
Well, it's been an interesting twist because we've had two state boards of education. He put one together, and then we had the real one, so to speak. But, now he's taken down supposedly the one he put together so that he can say that he's dismantled bureaucracy, so to speak. But those people will probably get jobs in the department. And I think this legislative session we will see big changes. I know we keep talking about the changes we've seen in education in Indiana, but I think we're going to have even larger changes as we move into this session. And I don't think it's going to be to the side of public education. So let me just curb my comments at that point in time.
Absolutely. And the handcuffs just get a little tighter than I would
That's
suppose.
Right.
And the timing kind of hurts as well, since you don't have really a crystal ball to see when this is all going to happen. You're not sure when the new testing is going to happen, the new evaluation is going to happen, the new finances and funds maybe will or won't happen. How does that affect perhaps looking at the referendum moving forward? We know we've had some consultants in here recently mm-hmm. talking about the I don't want to say the do's and the don'ts, but the better ways to sell and market that referendum. This all mm-hmm. comes together in a perfect storm, it seems like.
Right. And you know what? We see states around us have become referendum states, and Indiana is becoming a referendum state because the funding that we get for public education can't do the job that our parents demand to have for their children.
Is that a double-edged sword? Once you get a referendum, then does the state read into that as well? Okay, then they don't need our help.
Yeah, it really doesn't read into it as much as, we're a voucher state. And so what I see this session are that vouchers will get the same amount of money per student that we get as a public entity. So that's where the money will go, and Pence will be able to say he's increased funding for education. So now the voucher will be the same amount per pupil that a public school student gets. So in the end, if people choose to take vouchers somewhere else, then we have to support the kinds of programs that we're able to offer children through other monies. And that's been in Bloomington, our referendum, which has provided wonderful opportunities for kids. Last night I was standing really at two concerts. I went to Fairview, a Fairview violin concert, and then last evening we had all of our schools come together for the youth orchestra concert at South, and it was phenomenal. So much of that has dropped by the wayside at many Indiana schools because they're just not able to afford that. And we're so fortunate to have that referendum that allows opportunities for kids. That's the bottom line. The referendum isn't for me. It's not for my secretary. It's for opportunities for kids. That's what this is all about.
And moving forward, we'll see what the state does. We'll see what kind of tests you're thrown at. But tonight is the final meeting here on the 16th. 6 o'clock is the first regular school board meeting. During that meeting, if I understand this correctly, there cannot be any Fairview talk because that will start at 7 p.m. when this Fairview presentation begins.
That is correct. Yeah.
I've got my map out. All right. Keith prepared me well for all this. Keith will be at that meeting tonight. He's not joining us this morning. He has some things to take care of before his 2014 runs out. We appreciate your time as always, Dr. DeMuth. We look forward to getting caught up with you. Believe it or not, the new year is only 15 days away. Have a That's wonderful right. holiday, William.
You too, Mike. Get some rest with your family. Thank you.
I'll try. Hey, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.